Hello, I'm Nate, a ranger with the National Park Service, here on the National Mall and Memorial Parks. When President Abraham Lincoln prepared for his second inaugural address in 1865, he was not looking at the beginnings of a war, but at the end of one. Major victories and bloody campaigns, led by Union Generals Grant and Sherman, were bringing the end of the Civil War closer as each day passed. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away, said the President on March 4, 1865. As usual, his thoughts were on the battlefront, but he also allowed himself to think about the future of the nation after the war. His famous conclusion to his second inaugural speech illuminates the hopes and dreams of our 16th President. He said, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations." 6 weeks later, Lincoln was killed by an assassin's bullet. Although he died, his words and his dreams of a strong and united America live on. Thank you for listening to the 2009 Inauguration Audio Program presented by the National Park Service, who invites you to experience your America.